Today our readings tie perfectly together. The first reading from the book of Esther about this great woman of prayer, and then St. Matthew, Jesus giving us in the Sermon on the Mount his teaching on prayer. We take a look first at the book of Esther. Queen Esther is a great heroine, one of the great women of the Old Testament. She's a foreshadowing of our Blessed Mother, our great intercessor with her divine Son. Queen Esther had just discovered that her entire race of Jewish people was about to be extinguished, put to death in mass murders throughout the entire country because of the evil plotting of Haman, the king's right-hand man. Mordecai had discovered this. Mordecai was Queen Esther's relative who had raised her after she became an orphan at a young age. And Esther was so beautiful, she was brought into the king's harem. Eventually, she was chosen to be king, to be queen by the king. And when it was discovered, this plot against the Jewish people, that they were all going to be exterminated, Mordecai went to Esther and said, "You are our only hope. You have to go to the king." And she says, "I can't go to the king. He hasn't summoned me. If I go without being summoned, I will be put to death immediately." And so they all began to pray. She began to pray, Mordecai, all the Jewish people began to pray that the king would be receptive to her prayer. So this is where we pick up in the reading. Queen Esther, seized with mortal anguish, had recourse to the Lord. Here we have such authentic prayer, such pure prayer. She lay prostrate on the ground from morning until evening. So notice posture is very important in prayer. For example, we kneel, we genuflect, we spend time in adoration on our knees. This is very important. It's a good, important aspect of our prayer, is the posture that we use. Here, Queen Esther showed this through humility, of prostrating herself on the ground and saying this prayer to the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, "Blessed are you." Her prayer began with praise, with worship, with adoration of the majesty of God. O God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, blessed are you. So our prayer should also begin with worship, praise, and adoration. And then we ask for help. She says, "Help me, who am alone and have no one but you to help me. I'm about to take my life into my hands, going before the king unsummoned. As a child, I read in the books of my forefathers that you would always help those who were pleasing to you. Now help me, Lord, who am alone, have no one but you, O Lord my God." So as a young Jewish girl, she had been read the scriptures, but how God would always come to help her people. And now she would be an intercessor before the king. She says, "I come to you now an orphan. Put into my mouth persuasive words in the presence of the lion," that was of course Haman, "and may turn his heart from hatred to hatred for our enemy, so that he and those who are in league with him may perish." And as you know, she goes before the king unsummoned. He accepts that. She provides a banquet for the king, two banquets in fact. And then the king listens to her request. And then because of this, the Jewish people are saved. Haman is executed. And the great blessing comes down upon the Jewish people that they are not exterminated, they are protected because of the intercession of this pure, authentic prayer of Queen Esther. So she is a model for prayer, a prefigurement of our Blessed Mother's powerful intercession with Jesus, her Son and King. And in the Gospel, the Lord gives us that importance of persevering prayer. "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open." In the original Greek language, these words indicate continual asking, continual seeking, continual knocking. So the real message of that is perseverance at prayer, not to give up, to continue to keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking.